My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Jane wants to know what he has to offer, and he lets her know, so listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Where are you now, and do you find a woman?"
I thought you were my woman.
She's under me right now and taking it like a trooper.
I thought you were my woman.
I go, well, I have to be honest, which means I'm about to lie.
Of course it does.
I have to be honest. With the way you and I ended up, I was not looking for a woman. Did you find a man? She goes, no, I'm okay. No, because I'm okay on my own. All by myself.
That's the one song you don't want to put on the hold music at suicide prevention. I keep
working on your dark after hours set, are you?
I keep picking up the phone. All I get is a dial tone. I wonder what's happening. That is the sad. That is the saddest song ever written.
It's don't want to
be all.
That is the saddest fucking tune ever written.
It's terrible.
Music to kill yourself to.
Yeah.
She goes, no, because I'm okay on my own. I go, that's good. I'm glad you are doing well. Are you working? She goes, why do I have to work again?
Oh, because she got this money that's going to spot her for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it's a very weird answer.
It is.
It's a lazy bitch. I don't know if she's good for fake Davin.
Yeah, no. She's not. No. No, he wouldn't put up with that
No,
shit.
He most certainly would not. I go, well, you did go to school, so I figured you wanted to work. So you're living off the money your parents gave you? She goes, I'm living on the money.
Wow, this is a really strange scammer tactic.
Yeah, really.
I've got all this money. Then what are you bothering me for?
Yeah, no, really.
She loves me. I mean, she did want to come on my face. Or at least
that's
a picture
true.
Of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We did a sexy talk. If you could call that sexy.
I'm like,
call it appalling.
Let's qualify that.
Appalling talk.
Appalling talk. That's hysterical.
She goes, I'm living on the money. And I'm living on a prayer. She goes, it's okay of your word. You have nothing to offer.
Oh.
I don't like the tone of this at all.
I don't
you know
either.
What? Fuck you. You know?
Uh-oh, Anne got into this. Yeah, really. You know, fuck you.
I go, I have nothing to offer. How exactly do you mean that?
Yeah, really.
She goes, okay, what do you have to offer?
Now, that's a good in. Now, think about this. She's got money, right?
Yeah.
So she can't go, I'm looking for money.
Right.
All right? Well, you've got nothing to offer me. Well, really? I don't? Well, what do you got to offer me? Well, let's see what Dumbbell comes up with. Maybe
we can
use it, you know?
Show me your cards.
What guy in their right mind would put up with this shit?
A desperate one with no family that's lonely and looking for companionship.
But she's been gone for months, and she's been a bitch.
Yeah,
hey,
but you know
you
what?
You want to know something? Any port in a storm if you're in that position.
Yeah, really, if you're lonely enough.
She goes, okay, what do you have to offer? And I said, oh, and I offer a big cock, so that is something. And I put a winking emoji.
I offer a big cock.
Now,
I believe 10 inches was it.
Somebody that's lonely and desperate, and this woman's come back, they would offer a whole bunch of things. But because she's got Dumbbell, she gets the offer of a big cock.
I'm a Dumbbell with a big cock, a little respect. Why, is that not the right answer?
Hold the balls, sir. Hold the balls.
Yeah. We begin and end the show with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, was that the wrong answer?
No, it was the right answer.
No,
she's gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, then slap her in the face with it.
Nice.
I haven't heard from her since. Do we think we'll?
I've got a big cock.
Kind of feel like that should be answered at some point.
Funny.
I think in like 3 months I'll get a hello, dear.
Bingo.
Yes,
high-heartedly
yes,
agree. Yep.
Now here's what we could take from this. As
Davin has a big cock.
That's what we should take from
yes.
this. As bad as a potential mark as I am,
yeah,
they're still hooked into me on some
they
level.
They keep trying.
They keep trying. They, like, forget about me for my and then business gets bad.
And they're like, well, let me have another
think
shot
about
at this.
There's clubs that we want to get into. You
yeah.
send the veils, and it's like, all right, yeah, fuck them. And then eventually you go, you know what? Let me give them a shot again. Let me see what's cooking. And you send out your veils again. Maybe they'll get back to you.
But this was kind of like a club calling you, just letting you know after you haven't heard from them in months, go, we know you're trying, but no on principle. That's kind of what she's...
Comic strip. Comic strip.
That's kind of what she's doing. Like, she doesn't want to get back with me. She's, like, trying to make me upset. Like, it's like a big fuck you,
yeah.
But she doesn't know I'm me.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.